radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa. Na Radiju Študent.
Meje našega jezika so meje našega sveta. V preteklem tednu je Ljubljana gostila 15. feministični in kvirovski festival Rdeče zore. Minulo soboto je del sveta praznoval Dan žena. Današnji Zeitgeist pa bo izpraševal temo spolnih in drugačnih identitet. A ustavimo se najprej pri dnevu žena. Kdo so pravzaprav žene, ki se jim ta praznik poklanja? Kdo je žena? Poglejmo najprej v slovar slovenskega knjižnega jezika, kjer je prvi pomen besede žena sledeči. Poročena ženska v odnosu do svojega moža. Ima ženo in dva otroka. Izgubiti, zapustiti ženo. Skrbeti za ženo. Prišel je z ženo. Bila mu je dobra žena. Drugi pomen pa je. Dorasla oseba ženskega spola, zlasti starejša. Ta žena je njena mati. Plemenita, kmečka žena. Usmiljene žene so poskrbele za nje. Iz omenjenega sledi, da je praznik žena v teritorijalno-specifičnem, slovenskem, lingvističnem pomenu termina žena v bistvu praznik doraslih, zlasti starejših soprog. Zanimivo. A sprašujemo se dalje. Recimo, da ime praznika Dan žena še ni bilo posodobljeno, da je dan žena pravzaprav dan žensk. V redu, a spet, kdo so ženske? Vzemimo ponovno v roke slovar slovenskega knjižnega jezika, kjer je ženska, berem. Prvič, oseba ženskega spola, navadno dorasla. Prišla je neka ženska, majhna, mlada, modrooka, temnolasa, vitka ženska. Mirna, prijazna, prijetna ženska, noseča, poročena ženska, ženska srednjih let. Drugič, oseba ženskega spola kot nosilka značilnih telesnih lastnosti. Kar v nekaj mesecih se je iz dekleta razvila v žensko. Tretjič, ekspresivno, oseba ženskega spola kot nosilka značilnih duševnih lastnosti. Ga bo že preprosila, saj je ženska. V njej je premalo ženske, da bi to razumela. Ženskost. Narečno, ne vem, če moja ženska že doma. Žena, žargonsko. Ali bo prišla s teboj tudi tvoja ženska, tvoje dekle, tvoja žena? Publicistično. Iščemo žensko za pomoč v gospodinstvu. V oglasih gospodinsko pomočnico. Ekspresivno, fatalna ženska, ki zaradi svoje lepote in nenavadnosti odločujoče navadno negativno vpliva na moškega. Knjižno, javna ženska, prostitutka. Ženska kakor aprilsko vreme. Njeno razpoloženje je zelo spremenljivo. Ekspresivno, kjer vrag ne zmore, ženska pripomore. Ženska zlasti svojo zvitostjo dosti doseže. Če sintetiziramo in obnovimo, ženska je, nanašajoč se na SSKJ, oseba ženskega spola, lastnica značilnih telesnih in duševnih značilnosti, ki v odnosu do moških nastopa v vlogi dekleta in žene. Omenja se še njena funkcija gospodinske pomočnice, fatalne ženske in seveda prostitutke. Sestavek gesla ženska pa se končuje s kratko omembo zvitosti tega bitja, a o zvitosti starogrški metis kdaj drugič. Jezikovno seciranje po slovarju slovenskega knjižnega jezika nas ni pripeljalo daleč. Zato vas prepuščamo sproščenemu pogovoru v angleščini na temo queer, ki je potekal med Jatun, Sanjo in queer aktivistko iz Islandije Solveig Ross.
Take a whole bunch of people with very different bodies, very different personalities to say because you have the same genitalia, or at least we assume you have the same genitalia, that means you're the same kind of person. I mean, yeah, that's ridiculous.
There's nothing concrete, it's just a narrative, like of what is man, what is women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's in Italia.
But not really, because there's so many trans people whose genitalia doesn't mesh with the gender they feel they are.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but it's so tricky to navigate this, because on one hand, I mean, yeah, nothing is real and everything is just something that someone decided, but on the other hand, it can feel very real, and people have real experiences, like with their genders and with their experiences. And so for some people, it can be very liberating to realize that all these things that are labeled either masculine or feminine are socially constructed and not like a fixed inherent truth, and which means that they have freedom to play with it. But for other people, like, let's say they feel very, very strongly about, I don't know, having a very strong feminine side to them, and then people say, oh, but it's just a dream, it's just fake, don't even worry about it. Of course, I cannot feel super validating if this is something that you really struggle with, especially if you've experienced something negative because of it. And then people tell you, oh, just think about it, it's just a construction. Then, you know, it cannot be helpful, so.
Tonight we discuss the phenomenon of hooliganism. Armed gangs of youths have taken to the streets.
All you know is a fine laddie culture, really.
Looting shops and abandoned.
Every change is a good change, especially after the government has been in power for some time.
I like England just fine, but I ain't eating any of that beef.
By that tease, political. So your dirty, guilty braids make your body smell like maize. Study Bush in your slick mink, political. Yes, it's fucking political. Everything's political. Yes, it's fucking satirical. Everything's satirical. We'll be right back.
queer is the place in between.
It is an umbrella term for LGBT, etc. But it can also be like a political and critical view of society.
It's like having a critical approach to society and fighting against forms of discrimination that can be either sexual, racial,
or any of those major axes of oppression, like disability, sex, gender, race, etc.
Queer, you know, could also mean that you're constantly reflecting yourself in such way, you know, that's when a set of ideas that are really trying to be at least finitive, you know, to think about things finitive, it is the consciousness, you know, that, you know, the other part of the consciousness that maybe is in trying to be in a positive way to tell you, you know, to tell you that you can also be unsure and it's nothing wrong with it. This feeling that you don't really belong to anything really or don't have this structure can many times be, you know, then that you feel depressed or something, but on the other hand, it can also be a creative space, you know, that you can explore and move around, and you don't have to feel bad about it, I guess.
It makes you think about your identity as not being fixed, as something changing all the time. Who wants to research about things, who doesn't want to stick to something, to a group, to a definition, to a term, to but wants to think of oneself in more relaxed and flexible terms and changeable. And the strong part of it is that, like, considering yourself in this way, it means that you're also less critical to others. It's also a way how to get rid of these various forms of discrimination, because, like, if you point question on yourself, then, like, and do this all the time, then it's easy also to give space to others to be different, to be diverse from what the so-called norms are.
It sounds like there's very many, many different definitions of what queer means. Because when I think about queer, I think about belonging, not about being marginalized and lost in the in-betweens of the stools and whatever. Because at least my experience is of a queer community. And it wasn't always perfect, of course not. And a lot of the time, me and many of the people I know felt left out. But for me, queer means first and foremost belonging and community. Because you don't belong in the regular society, because that one doesn't have space for you. So then you create an alternative society which has space for these people. And that's where I and a lot of people I know have really felt at home. Mostly. So that's just so interesting to me that it can mean both belonging and not belonging.
But for me, like, if I may
interrupt
you, like, for me, it's a mix of all of those things. Like, for me, it's like being at home in not having a home, like, in getting rid of the idea of the need for having a home, for feeling at home, and feeling at home everywhere. It doesn't matter what do you have around, who do you have around. And being just okay with it.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things about the word queer. It has as many meanings as there are people that know the word. I know a lot of people who are members of the LGBT community who are not either familiar with the word queer or do not really like what the word queer brings along with it, because the word queer can, like I've been talking about, it can mean like being in flux, it can mean looking critically at society, it can mean being outside the norm. And a lot of people that I know, I mean, maybe they're gay, but otherwise they consider themselves as perfectly normal. They just want to have their family, have their job, just go to work, like, not criticize society in any way. So they're like, stop this queer stuff. I'm just a normal person. I just happen to have a boyfriend instead of a girlfriend or something like that. And at least where I come from, this is a bit of a tension, because then there are other people that are saying, like, well, no. Maybe you in particular have the privilege to do that, to fit in society. Other people don't have that privilege, like just the way they are not accepted the way they are. And so the only way that they have to get out of that situation is to change society and not fit themselves into it. And so for them, it's important to be critical of society, and being queer in that sense is inherently a political act, or political way of being. And so there's a little bit of a tension there, I find, between the people that are sometimes called MSG, mainstream gays. I don't know if it's a good term or not. Yeah, but then we also get into the tricky thing of saying, like, oh, you're not the good kind of queer or gay person. I'm the good kind of gay person because I'm more political than you. And which is not really a direction that I like to go in, because then it can become very elitist and like, oh, if you don't have the right views, I don't want to talk to you. Because in a sense, I think all people that are under the LGBTQ, etc. umbrella do have some experiences in the common, and they are, it's in their all of their best interest to work together and see each other feel happy and safe. So there's this kind of queer phobia that can exist within the queer community, which is a very interesting thing to me. There's a very, very violent history of this word, for sure. I think it was in the late 1800s that it was started to be associated with, especially men who did not fulfill the standards of masculinity, either by actually being, you know, gay or homosexual, or just being, like, feminine presenting, which sometimes goes together. And then, yeah, so you queer is definitely a very big insult that was used a lot and still is being used. Let's not forget that. But what was it in the 80s, late 80s, that this word started being taken back? And Queer Nation in the United States was founded in 1990. But it deliberately used the term Queer Nation for an advocacy group for queer people. So really, it's not a very long time since the word has been reclaimed. 2.5 decades, maybe, tops. But that is very location specific. This was done in the United States and then slowly spread out to other areas. And of course, this is an English word, so it works in English, and in different languages can incorporate it in different ways into their own language. Like in my language, we use, there was this a decision made a few years ago to use the word hinsane, which is not exactly the same as queer. It means like the other way, or the other ones, kind of. Like this and the other way, and which I think is a pretty great way of coming about it. But it also means it doesn't have the same history as the word queer, so it's kind of a reclamation, but not really. But it's just an attempt to find one word that can cover everyone who is not heterosexual and or cisgender.
The impression I have is that, like, in Slovenia, many, many people don't know what queer means at all, and that we are not familiar with queerness. There is quite a lot of speech going on around LGBT, many workshops have been organized, discussions and film screenings, and they always use this definition. But for me, yeah, what we lose by using this kind of definition, well, first of all, because there could be much more identities apart these LGBT ones, and so it's not an exhaustive way of referring to, and also, like, what is LGBT definition missing is the strong political aspect that the term queer incorporates. Yeah, we still try to kind of preserve this wish or this ideal of fitting into some kind of normality, in some kind of being accepted. But it's, while for me it would be much more wiser to talk more about queerness and about how to get rid of these desires to be normal, and how to try to adopt some critical approach to society in general, and how to start question ourselves on a daily basis as much as possible, and being critical about what we about any forms of oppression.
The National Queer Organization in Iceland has just done a survey where the members of the National Queer Organization are asked if they have experienced discrimination in the last 3 years. And the results were, well, quite shocking. Well, shocking and not shocking. To me, it's not shocking because I knew it was like this, and most of the people I know knew it was like this. But over 70% people of the answer to the survey said that they had experienced discrimination in the last 3 years in their workplace. And over 80% of people said they had experienced discrimination in the last 3 years outside the workplace. And so the interview was with the chairperson of the National Queer Organization. And the people that were doing the interview on the radio were like, oh, wow, these are really shocking numbers. So what are you going to do about it? Saying like it was the responsibility of queer people to change these numbers somehow. But the thing is, it's not queer people that are discriminating against themselves. And what I really wish that the chairperson had said is, well, it's not what we're going to do about it. It's what you are going to do about it, addressing it both to the interviewers and the people that are listening to the radio. Because like with any marginalized group, yes, we can educate. Yes, we can try to improve our image or whatever. But it's the rest of society that needs to change their attitudes and needs to change their societal organization in order to make space for us. What queer theory does is that it renders the normal strange. It just looks at like our regular ways of doing things. I'm not going to school, having breakfast, just our families are organized. It looks at that and says, is this the only way it can be? Like, is this the best way it can be? Can we make space there for something else? Rather than just taking all of that as given and then saying that we, the outsiders, we either have to try to fit in or create something new or change other people's minds. So, yes, if the LGBT politics are in the sense of saying like, oh, we're here, be nice to us, then that is sometimes a very important and necessary step, but it's really, really not complete as a strategy or as a way of thinking or being, in my opinion. So maybe that's where the cue comes in.
But let's say in a society where everybody would be accepting of everybody, would anybody be queer?
For me, the experience of being queer or my understanding of the word queer is inherently informed by me living in a homophobic society. For me, like, we have to ask, where is the responsibility? Like, let's say I'm a member of a marginalized group. Like I am, I'm a woman, for example, and I experience like harassment and spurious comments a lot of the time. A lot of time they're very small, they're microaggressions, but you know, they get to me, and after a while someone will say something, I'll look, okay, this is it, I'm gonna say something. Maybe that person in that moment didn't mean it in that way. And then I'm the one who's in the wrong and should apologize and I overreacted. Like, no, we have to look at it in a context. I don't know what exactly it's like in Slovenia, but I don't know like where I live in Iceland and where I used to live in Canada. Like, yeah, a white man could wear sweatpants and a dirty t-shirt and still be treated with respect in some situations. A woman of color wearing sweatpants and a dirty t-shirt would maybe not get the same treatment. So it's like the people that are at the top of the privilege chain, they have the freedom to not play according to the rules in some aspects, but still get treated with respect. Other people who are lower on the privilege chain, if they try to not play according to the rules, they don't get the same treatment. So, I don't know anything about your program or friends, but let's say they have a lot of money, so they're class privilege, they have a lot of other things. That is what gives them a freedom, in a certain sense, to not play according to those rules, but still get treated with respect. Which another person, let's say someone who is homeless, let's someone who did drop out of school in grade 5 or maybe has some mental problems or something, they walk on the street, mm-hmm. the trainers in a dirty t-shirt, get a completely different experience. Mm-hmm. So I think mm-hmm. in the way these statuses, like your gender, your race, your disability, your class, the way they intersect, they create different realities. And this mm-hmm. also brings up like how we define oppression. Like, for example, one definition of homophobia is, let's say I'm homophobic towards this person here. If I say something mean about their sexuality or if I treat them badly because I know what their sexuality is. That is one definition of homophobia. Like, but that means that there has to be an intention of the person. And that is really a very, very limited understanding of it, because we have to look at systems. Like, people can say things to me and mean it super, very nicely, but they're still saying something homophobic to me. They don't mean it. They don't mean to be mean, or hurt me, that doesn't mean the impact isn't there. And also looking at just individual acts of individual people is also a very limited way of thinking about it too. So we have to look at systems of oppression, because we can take everything into its smallest atom, like under a microscope, and say, well, what does it really mean? I'm not sure. But I prefer to take a wider angle and a wider lens and look at the big picture. Binary thinking is very, very stuck in the way that most people in Europe think and in North America. Like, it's a very Western way of thinking. Like, it's either this or that. And so queer kind of confuses this and complicates this. And I remember the first time that I realized that people can identify as both a man and a woman at the same time. It was like my brain was going to explode, because I was so against everything that I'd learned up until that point. But it makes perfect sense when I think about it more. We all have some elements of masculinity and femininity in us. It's impossible to either just be this or that, because human beings, there's about 6-7 billion of us, and the idea there's only two possible ways of being is ridiculous. And one of the things that is really the shortcoming of the term LGBT for me is that it's a binary phrase. It's L for lesbians, women who are attracted to women, gay for men who are attracted to other men, bisexual, which is like you're either attracted to men and women at the same time, but only men and women. Like the word two is in there. And so that's so limiting to me. And then the T for transgender, that one is an umbrella term and can encompass a whole bunch of different things. So that's one of the main reasons why LGBT for me is not enough. It has to be at least LGBTQ, because Q encompasses other things. But then there's other things like I, intersex, although there's a big question of whether intersex people identify as queer or not. And there was actually recently a decision by an association of intersex people in Belgium who decided that they did not want to work with the queer community, because for them this was a medical issue, not a political issue. So I found very interesting. So, and then A, of course, for asexual. And there's, again, differences of opinion whether asexual people identify with the label queer or not. But yeah, LGBTQIA is something that I feel a lot more comfortable with than LGBT.
Stop listening. I guess you ain't got no life, nothing to do. Tell you what, concentrate. I'd be afraid of what society say. Cause I've been there before, the lowest point in my life. Consider suicide a feeling that I wanted to die. But I survived and you are not alone in this fight. Take a stand for equality and fight for your right.
So it's not just putting you into the normal way, like of being normal, but also like doesn't matter, just putting you into something, even if it's not the normal.
All this telling, you know, not like this, but like this, you know. And what means do we use? Why do we need? You know, this is actually. And then we come to the question of fascism, you know, because this is not for me at least. This is not a set of so much a set of certain ideas. No, it is the way how they are materialized. You know, the type of, you know, the oppression, the type of oppression, how you do it. You know, if you are doing something for a good cause, if you are doing it in a way that you beat other people or something like this, and then you are all again fascist. You know, for me, so this, and this is I don't know if this is fair to use this term as his space that is undefined. You know, maybe queer does not come into.
I think after talking about this for a while, we're not going to find any definitive answer.
V iskanju smerokazov za gibčno premikanje po toku današnjega časa naj opravimo še skok na spletno stran festivala Rdeče zore, kjer lahko preberemo, da je festival ime Rdeče zore prevzel po, citiramo, iznajdljivem otroku ulice, revni junakinji iz romana Die rote Zora und ihre Bande. V njem rdečelasa deklica Zora skupaj z drugimi v vojni osirotelimi otroci zasede zapuščeno graščino nad hrvaškim mestecem Senj v prepričanju, da posest ne pripada lastnikom, temveč tistim, ki jo potrebujejo in uporabljajo. To misel bi radi danes, v Zeitgeistu Radija Študent ter na ozemlju, ki v tem specifičnem zgodovinskem trenutku nosi ime Slovenija, porinili in razširili še malo dlje. Primer materializacije od samorastnikov zasedene posesti je tudi beseda queer, katere uporaba je smotrna. Tako smatramo za vse, ki skušajo utelešati performativno kritično obliko življenja. Zakaj? Glavna strategija postfordističnega kapitalizma tiči prav v prilaščanju življenja. To se vrši prek rahločutnega, avstrajnega, sistemskega umeščanja medčloveških odnosov in imaginarijev vsakega posameznika v kapitalistični produkcijski sistem. Ravno zato, ker skuša sodobni kapitalizem poustvarjati kapital tudi iz človeških naravnih sposobnosti jezikovnega izražanja in njegovih naravnih potreb po družabnosti, je treba podpreti in podpirati vsako alternativno udejstvovanje drugačnosti. Začenši v jeziku in, zakaj ne, morda tudi z jezikom. Queer teorija je opravila izjemen deborovski preobrat s tem, ko je slabšalnici queer spodrezala temelje in besedo spremenila v novo polje identifikacije, ki se bori proti seksualnemu in tudi širše gledanemu zatiranju. V take in drugačne jezikovne in performativne preobrate vas še naprej napeljujejo Jatun, avtorica prispevka. Bral sem Tegla, tehniciral je Makis. Za konec prisluhnimo seriji kratkih izjav Shit Queer Girls, potem pa se prepustimo twistu. Viva!
Is she still sleeping with her ex? That shit's gay. That shit is gay. That shit is gay.
That shit is gay.
You are so gay right now.
I am so gay.
Oh God, I am so gay.
I am so not straight. I am so glad I don't have a penis.
I need a new harness.
Are you watching straight porn?
I haven't masturbated in hours.
This binder sucks.
I'm hanging out with my girlfriend's other partner tomorrow.
She has a boyfriend?
Why is it we can't just hang out with her now? We have to hang out with her and her girlfriend.
That is so Shane.
Oh my God, You're just like Alice.
Do not go bet on her ass.
We met because her ex and my ex are dating now.
Pridemeš nazaj, ne pa te samo ostanemo tiste dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa tre vrata, ne. In jaz pridem tam, pa tre vrata, pa ne vidiš. Pa tam dol zagledam, zagledam Madonna eno žo.
Res.
Je bil pa lep, mlad, mlad in to ti siv, siv, ne ta nemški občaj, ne, črni pa to ne, prav tista prava volna, ne, krasna.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa, na Radiu Študent.